The most interesting one at the top of the list was the NASA LIES ion. Mm-hmm. It had pictures mm-hmm. developed, and it appears that NASA is aware of the flat Earth. Is that correct?
They are. That's why they redesigned. That's why they redesigned all the maps, and even you had them on the wall showing you how they can have adjust and correct the place of how they disseminate information or don't disseminate information. Maybe is a better way to say.
So you just answered part of my last question. That's the picture of the globe with all of those lines on it. That's
yeah.
what you just. Well, that's on the military.
That's right. And then if you look at NASA's logo, it shows it that way.
Yes. Huh.
So they're hiding it really good, aren't they?
Not anymore, but that's thanks to the tech body.
The trick absolutely is to, under every circumstance, make positively sure that it's hidden in plain sight. We do that. We have to.
Okay, Ian, the first illustration about the magnetic pole and the flat Earth and the equator and... But the one that jumps out...
You're missing the electromagnetic position.
Okay, yes. Well, that's the whole thing. The electromagnetic... Okay, yes. The electromagnetic position. But it appears that Polaris is controlling all of that. Is that correct?
What do you call Polaris? See, that's where you have to be
careful. The North Star.
That's why we...
The North Star.
Okay, yes. Then say it that way, because otherwise you say Polaris and other people think that's a ski-doo or something stupid. And then Scott will have a PhD candidate come explain that a ski-doo isn't controlling the whole Earth. You see, you get tangled up. You got to be clean. Because you got to look at the balance between the anode and the cathode.
Yes.
You
got to
figure that out. And you got to balance that electromagnetivity because this is what we've been talking about with the grounding. Okay? Now, you can explain this. This is easy to explain the way the balance works with the water currents. One goes counterclockwise and the
right.
other one goes clockwise. Well, if the Earth was round, it would all go the same way because the Earth is spinning. And there's nothing to stop that, other because it don't make any sense. It didn't make any sense.
There you have it.
What was that, Bert? Restate the insight.
The insight is that the you have on this illustration you have outside clockwise, inside counterclockwise, and I just outlined that if it was a round Earth, as it's illustrated by NASA, everything would flow the same way. But on this. NASA's outlining the truth is that you have two different flows of the electromagnetic position. Damn.
Okay, so listen to this, Bert. You know, you have NASA. They think they're doing something purposeful. And what are they up against? Well, the original meaning of the beast, according to Ian, was humans, little man. Little man was the beast.
Yes.
Now, you're going to hear a section in my private session about power, what power is, and how it relates to mortar. So every group that thinks they're doing something purposeful is up against the beast, which is the mass mind, the thing that's merged with the mortar. It's up against power, which is the people. And so that's why... Every group that thinks it's doing something worthwhile has to make their knowledge available to everybody. So they have to show, as Ian said, it's sitting right there in plain view, but have a metaphorical gloss over it so that they don't confront the power or people's ignorance or make them feel stupid. The beast will get mad. So look at the interplay of any group that's trying to do something with the beast, which is the people. So all symbols are very simple yet complex because they have a cover story. So that's why NASA would, if Ian says they can't be geared toward an elite. They must make it available to everybody. That's a humanist principle, you could say. So that's what's going on here.
Now, Look at the official NASA images released in 2012 as compared to 2015. These are official now. This is NASA. They signed the documents on these. Look at the difference, how the Earth shrunk to about a tenth of its same size in 3 years.
Okay, Ian, it's a drastic change between those. Did the Earth's size change from 12 to 15?
No. They fucked up on the lie, saying this is what the accurate official images are of the spectrum of the Earth. Because the spectrum of the Earth doesn't fit if it's flat. It's not that big. Mm. The surface area of a ping pong ball, if you cut it in half, is not the surface of the entire ping pong ball from the outside if it's a sphere.
Boy.
Well, you can see that, in Rothschild's letter to me, stating the principles of Illuminati. He had the same principles as NASA. They're an elite, but they're trying to help people. They have a good motive, but they're careful because they're up against the power, which is the little man. So they have to hide from the little man like everybody else has to. But what's funny is every little man is riddled with groups with this superior attitude. It's a little man attitude to think that you're doing something for people.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about, Bob? Don't worry about that. Move on, Bert. He's got 64 of these. He's got 64 of these to do. If you're going to do this 4 hours, you're going to have another week. You're going to have to be a marathon. All right, go to Psalm 148:4. Just clean this shit up while you're cleaning that.
Well, that's you. You're digressing from your TikTok. Now you're adding shit.
Okay, Ian, before we go back there.
This is the same TikTok.
Same TikTok, Bob.
Well, do we have time to go into detail with every TikTok that you're doing here now?
We can't get through the first one yet, Bob, because we're getting esoteric versions of what we're supposed to think about while we're not thinking. Bob's caring to blow by blow telling us what we're not supposed to be caring about. That's the right
thing. I hope you're learning from that, Jack.
Ian, this is related to the Psalms 148. Is the first illustration on the left side is something called the electrolytic dome battery.
Yeah.
That's
what Tesla found originally. That's where Tesla energy came from. You stick it in the ground and the light bulb comes on. Same thing.
Okay. So going to the waters above and below, that caused me, when I read this and saw this, it caused me to reference the supplement C involving the heirs. Oh, you heavens, arise, the Lord heavens underneath you, let them serve you. Is that a reference to above and below, the waters?
It is. Callan does it most mornings. She stomps down Hell Hill with a vengeance now. She got that thing going on.
So the
We made statement that the Earth was fixing to suck up all the water. Well, that's why we said that.
Okay, is that all the water below that's being sucked up by the waters?
It'll be drained because you won't use water anymore.
Water won't be used anymore.
Isn't that very funny how the pictorial version they give there looks like about a perfect circle of the 33rd parallel? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Hey, yes. In all of those. Okay, but that relates also to another TikTok, which was a repeat that you sent me last year. About the 13,000-foot high dome, about a latitude of 80 degrees south, longitude 90 degrees east.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a dome. Is the dome 13,000 feet above the Earth?
It's actually expanded just a little bit. expanded because with the AL2SO4, it's eating away at that barrier. So it's a lot. You remember when they had the ozone was gone somewhere? One day they woke up and everybody had been using hairspray and it burnt the whole earth, the ozone. And now all of a sudden the ozone's back. They don't know what happened. But the AL2SO4 is opening that up. So what you call the stratosphere below the troposphere is expanding. So it actually, it's a little bit more than that. Than in 1958's version of the Sacapeter Britannia.
Wow. So, Ian, the composition...
Hey, Bert. That 58 encyclopedia, the guy points out the dome, but doesn't say what the dome is. He doesn't finish his message.
No, he didn't.
The encyclopedia didn't. It just referenced this dome that they stepped back and saw. And that was witnessed, and that's why it's in the encyclopedia.
So the encyclopedia, whoever wrote that entry saw the dome.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Okay. And what is this dome, Bert?
Big pardon, Bob?
What is this dome? That's the actual Earth, right? We've heard about the dome.
That's the dome that's over the Earth.
That's your sky. That's your sky. That's the cover, the bubble.
And then the outermost took crust over.
The aliens
the took over
edge,
Antarctica.
The outermost
and
they
edge.
The want
outermost
that
edge. Earth removed.
The outermost edge of this world is New Zealand. That's as far as away you can get away from the middle. That's as far away as you can get in the middle, and that's why Bob is hosting as far away from the home base as he can possibly get.
And what's the home base? The Antarctica is the home base?
The bunker.
The bunker is home base, yeah. Nothing, it's not where, the dome covers the whole Earth, so it's not something to do with the dome. Or is it at the edge of
Correct.
The dome, where the dome,
it,
the dome comes
yeah, well,
out?
Okay, you'll have to listen to what we say. The New Zealand, where you're going to New Zealand, is as far away as you can get from the bunker. You can't get any further away. So if you fuck this up, the whole Earth and everything else doesn't get destroyed. So we got time to get Carol into the bunker before it's too late.
Another thing explained, Bert.
Yes. It's close to being a wrap, Bob. Every week now is close to saying it's a wrap. You know, the curtain's ready to come down and it's finished. Ian, the chemical composition of this dome, is that composed of those waters above or is it the AL2SO4?
No. You'll see. It's changing. See, that's the rub. It's changing. They make these statements, but they also know that it's changing. And that's why... Bringing it back to politics, why would the politicians do the most stupid things that they're doing that they can do? I mean, it's like, it's insanity.
Yeah.
You can't even make it up. It's kind of like, you can't, I mean, Aleister Crowley starts to sound sane after some of this crap. I'm just kind of like, what? Everything's wonderful. Well, quit eating so much. If you wouldn't eat so much, you wouldn't be hungry. So stop eating. Your stomach will shrink. You'll feel better. So stop eating. Bob, quit eating.
Okay. Damn, where do we go from here? I mean, everything else. Okay, Ian, this is a little political related.
Well, look at the process, Bert. When you don't know a particular content, you go to the forum, the process. Now you go meta. It's called going meta. You go about what are we talking about?
You go
what's
hyper.
Our method of talking about?
You go hyper.
Yeah. Hypertext.
Okay,
talk about the talking about.
Talk about the talking about. Okay.
Okay. Bert, just do the next one. God damn, this is going to go long. We spent 6 months in the Revelations Reveal series, and we could have done it in 20 minutes, but we spent 6 months in it, so it's all right. Don't worry.
Okay. Hey, I, okay, Ian, it's a little political related. The Trump versus Clinton case deadline for July 14th. And there were quite a bit of people that should have answered. Now, my question is, did all of the people that were required to respond, respond to the deadline on 14th July?
No. Here we go. This is where Carolyn poked the, she poked the bear, and she said no comment. Okay.
Who said no comment? The bear or Carolyn?
Carolyn had a stick, and she was poking the thing. Do not poke the bear.
Who said no comment?
We did.
About what?
What I just brought up.
If all the subpoenas had been answered, everybody had to turn their stuff in between the Clinton. See here, I got to re-explain the whole goddamn thing. Clinton, Trump sued Clinton. Clinton was mad. Clinton killed every goddamn body she could. And then she turned around and covered up everything she could. Then she's in trouble, but he's going after damages. Damages. And because he's going to, you cross Trump, you cross the Cohen brothers, and you're going to feel something in your stinky mind. You're going to feel something. And so he's going after blood. And so his question was, is everybody turned their stuff in? Because that opens
you flipped out. You flipped out. We missed the word. We missed the key words.
That opens up discovery.
If you go if you go after the Coen brothers, you'll feel something in your bum. Then what did you say? Yeah. What were you leading up to?
Then we said, then that's when we were conveying that that's why they want these arguments answered, because if they answer it anyway, good or bad, right or wrong, it allows Trump to go for discovery.
Well, are they allowed not to answer it? What risk do they take if they don't answer?
Well, if they didn't, they go to jail. If Hillary hadn't killed him already. It's a pretty big list.
And she's dead.
Pretty big list. Yeah, but now they're going after it. They're going after blood now. It's personal now. Go ahead, Bert.
Who's they? Ion, who is they? We're talking about different facts.
We didn't say.
We don't.
Poking the bear. Carolyn, throw him a candy bar. No, Bob. Can't do that. Bob, your questions affect how this damn thing comes out. You just now got the goddamn train back on the tracks, and now you want to start throwing rocks at the train tracks again. Let the river run. You're a little ahead of it. We're giving you information, but we don't want you fucking it up. We gave you one little thing to
don't
do.
Comment,
you fuck
Bob.
Up money for everybody. You fuck up money for everybody just because you want to run around talking about I'm a trillionaire. All right, I'm going to give everybody $1 trillion. Okay, everybody's going to have everybody's a trillionaire. I'm a trillionaire. Everybody's a trillionaire. Then a Happy Meal that they won't even serve you now for $1.6 million, but you got to order it on your app. You ain't got the tech body, you can't even order no McDonald's. If you ain't got an app,
forget your silly point. You can calm down. Stop distracting with your yelling. Your tantrum.
Damn.
Bert, just plow ahead, Bert.
Oh, yeah.
He fixes his phone,
and now we're yelling. That's good.
You guys have had me laughing for the last hour. I was crying laughing at you when you were arguing with Jack, you know, back and forth when you're doing that. That's the old days to hear you guys battling. Okay, Ian, you started to touch on this at What Youth, and some other TikToks came in that are sort of interrelated about the minister presidents in the UK resigning. This one TikTok said 35, but then another one came and I looked in the internet and said 59.
And there's more than that now.
Okay, but then there was another TikTok that where this guy was speaking to these two, I believe they were British ladies, and he was talking about deep state operatives are worldwide are being forced to resign, and it's not just happening in the UK.
Right.
So,
sure
is there a fact to that? That as those crazy nations
they're dropping like flies. They're through. They can't hold this up anymore. And when the quote people realize what's been done to them, they're going to rise up. Well, that's what we've been trying to encourage all along, to rise up. But you got to come into your place of power. You can't put your head under a bucket and then raise up and think, oh, I'm going to run the world. You don't even know what the world is. You don't know what that is.
You see how I've been well prepared, Bert, through the years to run the world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then was another TikTok sort of related to that, where it was a guy saying, anybody found how strange this went to this? Is that with Boris Johnson, did something happen to him between the 1st of July and July 7th?
Of course. He was arrested.
So that's what Erdogan was. That's what the motion was? Because it seemed like he pushed away from Erdogan. That's what that was? Arrested?
Yeah.
Being arrested?
That's correct. He was arrested, and he put him on his hand on his shoulder and lifted him up. He's looking like, get your hands off me. Like,
That's what that was.
Come with us, sir. And then here we go. That's the conservative. And so the Whigs are the laborers, the one that should be happy as the lamb. Well, they're fucked up, too. They arrested that, the head of that one, too. So neither party's going to be in charge. So they're left with nothing. And this, all this was supposedly over having a kegger, a beer party, or some tandoori chicken during COVID. How you gonna, they didn't do that to Winston Churchill, goddammit. He needed tandoori chicken wherever he wanted to. Fuck y'all, I'm running the war. Bring me a barrel of whiskey. And he had his own cigars, really. But he didn't give a fuck. I do what I do. Now this because Boris went to a party when it was on lockdown, had a beer, and they've impeached him. Told him out. He resigned. Like, what?
And who?
And 55 others of his party said, oh, I don't want her. She's too fat for me. I can't take this. Oh, hell no. I got to go. I got to get out while they're getting good. Kind
of
fun.
Are they just afraid of the people, Ian? Or they're all part of a paid-off network
checks? It's not paid off. It's not paid off. There's nothing left. There's nothing to pay. There's nothing to cash. If you paid them off, what are they going to do with it? It's over. It's done.
Bert said it's a wrap. The cop putting the shoulder hand on Bert's shoulder. Who's the guy filming that?
Okay. It was during the signing where Boris was signing some goober shit thing that he does. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay.
They arrested him in the middle. I thought it was in the restaurant. So they arrested him during the signing. To the whole world watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy looked like a real creepy alien bodyguard. He came in and he didn't even look at it. He just put his hand on his shoulder, looked off in the air, waited for Boris to figure it out. He wouldn't even look at him. Then Boris
gets up. That was the president of Turkey, Bob. That was the president.
The president of Turkey.
Put his hand on
Erdogan.
Boris' shoulder.
Yeah.
Erdogan. That dude took him out.
What authority? That's Bolshevik. Turkey is Bolshevik. Is that ancient?
That's what you are.
That's right. The I goes into the Bolsheviks way back at 3,000 years ago in Ireland in the private grind. Session. The fucking Bolsheviks.
And this private
session grinds. Just goddamn grinds our soul. He makes all this shit up, sings it to everybody that'll be fucking still, ruins people's lives. Lives have been ruined over here. And now Bob just now figured out how this put together. That he started. He just now dawned on him. Oh, you mean if I do this? You mean if I put the tweezers in the light socket, bad things will happen? Yes, Bob, bad things will happen if you put the tweezers in the light socket. Yeah, that'll not be good. Don't do that.
Lord
have mercy. While Biden's overseas begging OPEC for oil. That's pretty real.
You mean Arthur. Arthur Roberts, not Biden.
Arthur. Mr. Roberts, that's true.
Mr. Roberts,
now,
not Biden.
We just want to know what happened to his hair. He lost his wig or something because the dough face was like hair, full of hair, and then extra hair, and then no hair, and then bad hair. I don't know. It's pretty good.
His double's name is Roberts?
Arthur Roberts, the actor.
Arthur
Roberts, the actor.
Now, that documented now. They got that documented now. He's loading his own luggage, getting his own car.
Okay, Ian, there was something you just said in that, and it made me realize when we first said that you run, the tech body runs TikTok. So all of this that's taking place or being revealed is sponsored by the tech body. I mean, like these
the feed. This
stop
particular feed. These stupid.
Stop cutting them down.
Don't cut them down, Bob.
I'm trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure out what kind of thing.
Don't cut them down. No, we're just telling you. Yeah, don't cut them down. Don't do that. You crazy. She throw things at you. She said, see, I don't know how Bob's so ballsy. This woman's got a knife that would cut your head off. It would cut your head off. And she got the best prize of all of them for autopsy. And he's gonna be bawdy with careless. That's the only one in the world. I wouldn't do that now. I'd do a lot of things, but I wouldn't do that now. With her obsidian knife, for God's sake. Lord have mercy.
I'm getting sick and tired of this toxic masculinity around me.
How come we can't hear you? Yes. You're not in the mic.
Because you screwed everything
up. I did it. You can hear the show. Could you hear her, Bert? Could you hear her clearly?
Yes, we can hear.
Why didn't she come into my phone? Why didn't she come into my phone?
Because of your toxic masculinity goes, it makes everything go to hell. Because of your toxic.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, you're not.
What?
On the
I'm not on the phone.
You're in the Mr. Bowes. You're in the Bowes.
You're
in the
pick up everything,
how come
Bob?
I can hear you guys.
Because we turned on the Soundflower and turned off Skype. That's how ours worked. That's how we did it. That's right.
I turned off Skype. Now, Bert, how come you can hear her? You're on the phone.
Okay, yes, Bob, but it sounds like she's across the room instead of on the phone, and that's because evidently your Bluetooth Bose is picking up all the sound and is blocking out Carol from her phone or something.
Correct.
There's some weird connection.
And if she were to be plugged in, it would make the echo. If she were to be plugged in, it would cause the echo. Unless
she is plugged
in.
What are you talking about? She is plugged in.
Okay, Bob.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
We have 47
more TikToks to go. So take your time, Bob. It's slow. It's a short night.
No, we don't need to do these TikToks. There's just as many as we want to, and that's it. We don't have to do them all. It's all bullshit. but the Turkish. I'm hearing you, Bert. You're on the phone. How come I can't hear her?
Oh my God.
Shut up. Your impatience is irrelevant. Why can't I hear her on the phone?
Apparently, Bob, it has something to do with your Bose, which is a pretty high-powered system anyway, and they have your Bluetooth earplugs are picking up all the sound that is blocking Carolyn out on her phone because you're on the same phone system in your house.
Bob, your Bose is noise canceling. So that you're able to hear everybody else. And that's not allowing you to pick up Carolyn's words. But the Bose is.
Oh, it's noise canceling
in my
environment. It's noise
in your ear. Correct. So it doesn't cause a problem. And Carolyn's very careful not to make noises because she knows it will echo everything. Like if she's making pate or something crazy, it would be horrible. So she knows that. Because of your toxic masculinity, you caused it.
What is she doing? What is she doing to make silence?
She knows that it will pick up, so she's careful not to make noises because of it. She's careful not to.
You mean she
like
mutes,
that noise?
She mutes her phone, is what you're saying.
Nope, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Your Bose is picking it up beyond her being muted. The Bose picks up everything.
Oh, so she's being quiet because I'm picking it up.
Yeah, that's right. And then you don't understand it, so she's being punished because you won't get it and won't convert.
Okay,
so, you know, the normal run. It's the normal thing. Hey, Carolyn, the water's running down
today.
The stairs.
Yeah, I don't know why this didn't ever happen before.
Never mind. It started sometimes. Okay, Bert.
Quiet.
Go back to where you were talking.
We don't need your instructions. He knows the
story. God
damn. You don't have to say, okay, Bert, you can start now. You're talking too much. You're toxic spirituality. Toxic astral plane.
Okay, Ion, next TikTok that came in Thursday. Rabbit hole. Was that video Go Down the Rabbit Hole created by an ascended human?
An alien.
Ah, that's what I thought. Okay. It was created by an alien. Okay. Good.
What does this mean? What does this mean? What you just said.
There was a video, Bob. There was a video called Go Down the Rabbit Hole. I thought it was an alien. I phrased my question as, was the video Go Down the Rabbit Hole created by an ascended human? And I just confirmed that it was created by an alien.
I saw that one. What was the topic, the content?
Going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, what did they say? There's a whole bunch
if you thought change is coming, it's already here, and some of the things that are about to be revealed are going to shake the most of you to the core.
Oh, that's that dumb woman.
Well,
with the long
it sounded like
brunette.
A woman's voice, but there was no woman in the screen. It was just doors, going through doors, like a rabbit hole.
Oh, I don't remember that part, but I know someone was talking arrogantly about how everything's already happened.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't say anything because everything already happened. We already know that. So what are we talking about for 12 hours about nonsense details with that?
That it was a video created by an alien, Bob. It was created by an alien. Not a human.
Right. And they were not.
What?
And they were
no,
not
you're
going to
say
care
which
about
fucking
it.
Alien? The Pentagon alien? The
oh,
new
no.
aliens or the mixture aliens?
Carolyn.
No, that's just answer
no,
the question.
No.
Which
no.
alien was it
no.
by?
No!
Why?
No.
You and your paranoia about everything.
Lord Carolyn. We're doing everything we can do to keep the man alive. We're doing everything. We
I'm
saved
doing,
the
hey,
queen.
Hey, doing everything to keep Ion alive.
I know.
I know. Just everything. Because it's kind of like, whoa, Lord
toxic
Jesus.
Spirituality. Toxic spirituality.
Okay. You go get a Brazilian wax, and I'll tell you which alien it is. How about that? You want to do that?
Look at how you're using up all the time. Talk over.
Okay. Okay, Ion. Another video that made me think that the tech body, you know, a tech body feed, that's what you said earlier when I asked about that, was fucking George W. Bush speaking about September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And that he told that the operatives had to be instructed to ensure that the explosives went off in a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping. That's fucking crazy.
That's true.
That had to come from a
That's
tech
normal.
Feed. That's normal?
That's normal. It's all there. It's all been concealed. Everything
yeah.
has been, it's like subterfuge. It's like, okay, we have a problem here. Okay, we have this special steel that somebody's going to find out about, and we got to get this shit back to the mountain, or somebody's going to pay hell. While 3 days or 3 months before that, Weissman insures the building for 100 times what the damn building was worth when it was built, for Pete's sake. And who wrote the insurance policy? AIG. Who paid for that? Warren Buffett. Who, where did he get the money? BlackRock. Before BlackRock was worth that much money. How did they pay it off? That's an interesting
Were they talking, are you talking about 911, Bert? Is she talking about 911?
Yes. Wow. Okay, Ion, you just said something.
What was the
9/11?
Point of those details?
Now, hold on.
He gave some details.
9/11.
And what was the
9/11,
point?
9/11, there wasn't trillions of dollars. And if you had an insurance claim for $1 trillion, no one could pay it anywhere. All of it couldn't pay that kind of a claim. How was he able to get such an insurance policy in those days?
Well, how was he? How did he?
He didn't. It was all a charade to get the steel back to the mountain. And that's what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Much sense as it made to have barges.
More details tonight.
To have barges.
More details.
To have barges haul the World Trade Center when it fell to haul the building off to China. Why the hell are you going to haul the trash, the rubbish, to China? That don't make no damn sense. Now, that's recycling for you there, baby.
And this is going to involve Vannevar Bush, Tesla, John Trump, Donald's uncle, and Trump himself, because his company shipped the stuff over. So he had to be in on it to know what he was shipping. And he had to know where to take it.
Sure.
Don Trump,
but that was in the Barron. That was in the, but that was in the Barron Trump book. Bad anyway,
book.
They laid all that out in there. Then the 1800s, because it's all happened already, just like the TikTok said. You know, these crazy TikToks. Okay, Bert, ready?
Okay. Okay, and next TikTok, precession of the equinox. The guy mentioned about the Elohim and Anunnaki are returning and that the Nibiru is a spaceship, not a planet. So my question is there a difference between Elohim and Anunnaki?
Oh, yeah. Elohim is a specific angel, and Carolyn uses Elohim often for something, if she needs something to be done sly, or something not out in the open, you know what I mean? Like some we have to be careful with the words. If she's trying to accomplish a specific goal without having to author the words to pull it off, she would use Elohim.
Okay, so
what are the Elohim? What are the Elohim?
The name of an angel.
They're in my chart. Yeah, the Eloi.
And then the Anunnaki.
Right, you and Lofty.
The Anunnaki. Yeah. So there's, it's no, that this comes to your bleed through of, you can't tell the difference between alien.
Coathanite. Right. That's the Coathanite. That's where Bob comes from. And that's why Bob, you notice Bob ain't talking about this. He's quiet all of a sudden. You know, his cat got his tongue.
I'd be very quiet, Dad.
Cat's got his tongue.
I'm shutting up.
Cat's got his tongue. Cat's got his tongue, actually, now. When he should jump in, he won't.
The cat ate up my tongue. Hey, are the Elohim, what I need to know is the Elohim, are they Coathanites, the Elohim?
They're angels.
Bert, well, yeah, they're angels. That's
they're
the
angels.
Whole
the Coathanites, Bert, the Coathanites are angels. No, they're not. What are they?
No, Anunnaki. Anunnaki or Coathanites?
Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Anunnaki. Aliens. And the Elohim are angels. Okay.
Right. And that's in this correct. TikTok, they say that they're both coming back. So that's something that gives more words to what I said, that we won't tell the difference between an alien and alien or angels, because according to this, they're together from this video that they're coming back. It's known. So I am.
No wonder.
Is Nibiru a spaceship? Is Nibiru a spaceship?
Yes. Of course it is.
Hey, Bert, you know, the Coathanites are aliens, and they're the ones who were part of my operation when we first landed here.
Right.
So I am, these aliens that are coming back are my employees. They all work for me from way back. No wonder they're coming here, unless they're new aliens. These are new aliens, new guys on the block.
That's the rub. Here's the rub. You got some of all of that, because you couldn't let this work out smooth and easy. Fuck no. Everything's got to hit the fan at the same time. Everybody dies. Everything runs. Everything is over. Everything crashes. Everything is destroyed. Everybody can pick their own mansion for free. And then they have Coldplay to run it and run their kingdom. And it's all going to happen simultaneously while we quickly usher Dr. Dean to the bunker.
So, Bert, all through my life, Bob would encounter new knowledge and be rather, well, of course. No wonder. I knew every fucking thing anyway. Nothing new had came along until I was told, you got to do something now, Bob.
Yeah, now it's been south ever since.
One.
Toxic masculinity ever since. Toxic masculinity. Says the frustrated power bottom. Says the frustrated power bottom. That's pretty funny.
I became toxic when I became Coach Bert. Coach Bob.
Jeez.
Coaching
Bob.
Humanity.
Yeah. I'm Miss Brooks. Now he's trying to teach us something now. I'm Miss Brooks. He's trying to teach us something. Okay, do the next one.
Okay, next one. Project Looking Glass. Basic question. Is Project Looking Glass technology from the A2 aliens?
Can we say obviously and you just go with it, or are you going to want to develop it? If you want
no,
to develop
I'm not developing
it.
It's obvious. I've heard many years about Project Lincoln. That comes from Project Camelot. I've heard about that. So, no, I don't need to go
yeah,
any further.
But that's not why it's real. That's not why it's real. We can't care about their opinion because most of that's supposition. What we're talking about is the application. If you take what it applies to, then all of a sudden it becomes something we can't talk about. So do the math on that one.
Okay, damn. You see, right when you open that up, I want to go in, but I'll like, okay. But there's some facts into that presentation about changing of the timelines. There's fact in that.
What is the topic? There's no time. There's no time, so of course you can change the timeline because there's no time. That's the fruit of the loom, the different
well,
lines.
That's a fiction.
The weave
You're changing
the
timeline. It's no such thing because there's no time.
Right. Correct.
So
but
what
the
did you get on Project Camelot?
The realities are what he's working on.
No, what was the topic, Bert, that brought that up?
Okay. Forget about Project Camelot. I just said I knew about Project Looking Glass from hearing about them, and that's enough. Just throw Project Camelot away. But Ion just said that there is no time, but there is some fact in the presentation in the video.
And what does the video show us?
It's alien technology, and when they turn it on, these globalists are actually use the machine to predict what's going to happen. And every time they do that, people end up waking up.
I remember that one.
And they brought in, mentioned CERN, that CERN is changing everything. But they used the word timeline, and I just outlined that it's not time, so everything can be shifted. And then I think that touches on what they spoke with Jenny about the ultraverse.
Yeah, that's the fruit of the fruit of the loom,
and
the
shuttle.
And you're going to hear about that in my session about the shuttle and the tat weaving. And that's enough. So who was I telling the fruit of the loom? Who was that, Jack? Jack brought
somebody
up the
earlier.
Fruit of the loom, right?
I remember hearing you say that, Bob. Yeah, the fruit of the loom.
Yeah, fruit of the loom. I brought
that.
And the example, and the good example here is when Susanna had a relative over and they had Chick-fil-A, and she asked her, she said, did they add the K to the Chick-fil-A? And she said, oh, no, there's always been a K. There's never been a time when it wasn't a K. We're like, what? You people lost your mind. I mean, this is insanity. Hey. And it's become normal. But where are you screaming at?
Nibiru. Nibiru just came into my living room. Let's see if it's spelled. Nibiru written on the vehicle. I'm going to look up the spelling to see if they do how to spell their own name. Let's see. Yeah, they spelled it right. Yeah, Nibiru. Okay, so that was Nibiru. Just came in my room. Yeah. Wow.
Good. Pack your
shit. Sorry, Bert.
Okay.
I got to pack my shit, Bert.
Oh, okay.
So Nibiru is a... So what spaceship. Is this looking glass technology? What is it?
I said you didn't want to go into it, Bob, but you're the boss, so you could probably get more than I
could. No. You tell him what they said it was. That's the way to do that. You tell that. That's right. We don't have to confirm it. That's just your conversation. That's not going to get him killed any faster than anything else he says.
Bob, we probably don't want to go into this.
Go ahead. It's all for shits and giggles. It's all right. Don't worry. Count the later stick down. You'll probably be all right, Bob. You'll probably be all right. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, Bob. You want to hear about it, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not appeared. I'm not appeared to anybody.
Of course he ain't appeared. It's not his responsibility. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. These are words from the guy in the TikTok, Bob. Project Looking Glass is where they found some alien technology, turned it on, and found out they could see into the future. So the globalists use this machine to predict what's going to happen, and the problem is whatever future they see, we as the people end up waking up. They lose, we win, and they want to change.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to make a different future. I remember that.
And then they make
one that one that everybody gets a jab, one that everybody succeeds, one that gives a new world order, one that makes the slide into. We always wondered how they were going to get people to volunteer to go into Bob's FEMA cramps. And now you can see how they say, "Well, I'm going to the FEMA cramp." Well, of course, you're not going before me. I'm going to get there before you. I'm going to get the good seats. Margie, if you think you're getting that FEMA cramp for me, you got a wrong thing coming. I'm on my way right now. You waiting on me, you left.
And why do they want to go to the FEMA cramp? Because they're hungry otherwise.
Because the machine turned on and said, that's utopia. That's paradise. That's like you over there on Death Island. That's like you over there on Death Island. Think you live in fucking paradise. It's unbelievable. If y'all only knew. If y'all could just see Hawaii now. Oh my God. It is Bosnia. It's Bosnia.
Ooh. That's rough. Okay. Next TikTok. About the gray sphinx really closing their eyes. My question is, I looked at the illustrations in that video, and it appears that. So is the increase of the AL2-SO4 responsible for the sphinx closing their eyes,
No, Bob changed it. He was giving you the wink. He was giving the nod. That's Bob. That's Bob's representation of phatic communion.
Okay. But Ion, so that's, are you saying, so that's the mystical neck? Because you said a lot when you first disclosed that a box of Dobbstown was under the right paw of the Sphinx.
Yep.
So that has always been connected to Bob. So now that we're going into the third year of lockdown Bob rule, so Bob... That's another sign of Bob's connection.
What you didn't know, lockdown Bob rule was going to include COVID that was going to lock down the entire fucking world.
Right.
That's what you didn't know. And then Bob, giggling like a schoolgirl, jumps on us and says, Ion, goddamn it, when is everybody going to die? I'm sick of this shit. Why ain't nobody dying? Well, they can't dig whole space enough for the people. They're composting them already. They got the business of composting. Well, it's just not fast enough. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I'm going to get a better non-physical next time.
Look,
this is crazy. It's
not me being frustrated with nobody dying. It's that I am predicting everybody would fucking die. And I'm saying, when the hell is your prediction coming true? You're altering it.
Yeah. Bob has a press release. Then he's taking over the world, and now he's fixing to undo and expose every member of the Illuminati because his Illuminati is bigger and think he ain't going to piss somebody off strolling down the rabbit hole. Yeah. Judge Jeanine Pirro is already working on the special, What Happened to Bob?
Whatever happened to Bob Peterson? Jordan Peterson documentary.
Yeah.
It'll be over. Whatever happened to Bob Peterson? I rose the same time as Jordan Peterson. And Sue Bone was
we'll
released.
Find out what
she
happened
was a fan
Virginia,
of Peterson.
Bro.
She was a fan of Peterson in her early years.
It appears that people are dying, but they're not really reporting it, although there are some.
Yeah.
I saw some headlines that now they have this new thing of sudden adult death syndrome, and that there's a...
Yeah.
And there's a...
That's clever.
And there's an inventory... There's no inventory of child caskets.
Right.
So...
Highly suspicious, Bert. I know what you mean.
Okay, good. All right,
but
Ion,
since it's the devil, and hey, Bert, the devil's still going to get its 3 years of reign, so nobody's going to stop it. So their deception will succeed. Basically, they don't give a damn whether they're caught or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. At this point, they don't, because even when they're caught, they're going to go, "Well, it was a mostly peaceful demonstration as they're burning down the goddamn building." It was mostly peaceful, mostly.
Yeah,
mostly,
World War II was mostly reconstruction.
Mostly, yeah. There were a few people who got There are a few people who accidentally shot themselves in the face. They accidentally shot themselves in the face, but not that many. Wasn't that many. The Battle of the Bulge wasn't that serious. It wasn't that serious. It was okay, but it wasn't that serious.
Chris Kramer, hey, and nobody.
There was a TikTok was my favorite subject that jumped out on me of the Vitruvian Man.
Okay. And, are you going to do that?
Yes, I am going to do that. Okay.
All right. I would do that.
First question.
Hey, line up.
Is the Star of David an overlay of the Vitruvian Man?
They line up, just as we said.
Okay. It's interesting. I was just listening to the Emerald Tablets the last 2 days in my travels. Does the lowering of the chi exercise connect the upper pyramid with the lower pyramid at the eyebrows?
What is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and the merging or convergence of those realms, worlds, capacity, that's what you want to call it, exactly matches up that way. We did that 100 years ago. Bob's got it on one of the piano playing ones or something, where the pyramids cross over each other, pointing down and pointing up.
Hey, okay, Bert, what does the Vitruvian Man and Star of David do?
They are overlaid. They're connected.
And you say some of
don't say it like that.
Okay.
Wait, don't say it like that.
I don't remember the words you had, that's why I said that. Okay.
Then don't say it like that. Listen, Bob, the picture, it's not complete. Do you remember the little thing, the little battle we had about the codex? You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? All right.
You tried to bullshit me. I remember that.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it's still stinking, so don't get too far. It still smells, so leave it alone. Don't get it on you. The picture that's being presented is not exactly what you control. The picture is very close, but it's not exact. No one's ever noted that this Vitruvian Man picture for some goober man bullshit showing you how to hold yourself up or something. It's not that at all. It's the convergence of this upper and lower crossing into each other, which gives a perfect symbol for the Star of David. And that now applies to this perfect place of the King of the Jews, how it lines up within a man's body, the shape, the form. And it supports your masculine toxicity, likely, but Bert's going to just decide that here in just a few minutes.
Okay, so, but Ion, so...
The Star of David overlays
the Vitruvian Man picture.
Does the Vitruvian Man picture become like Star of David, or it overlays the Star of David?
Bert can explain that because it's an example trying to give you information. Go ahead, Bert.
Yes, Bob. There are 6 pyramids in the Vitruvian Man based on the gentleman, Alan Green, discovered that there's sacred geometry in the connection to the Great Pyramid. And they go into the explanation of Da Vinci's work as far as the mathematics in it. So there are 6 pyramids, and the 6 pyramids, I have a transcription where Ion said told Roxy that the Star of David connects to 6 pyramids. So that's how I connected those two together from listening to that video. Okay, Ion, going back to the question though, so does the lowering of the chi help connect those two worlds, brings those heaven into the earth?
Nah. See, if you make that a point, you'd have to care that you had your chi lowered. So don't worry about that.
No, I don't care. Chi's obsolete, but that's how we first got into that.
So the answer is just make sure that it's grounded. Because there's there's one thing worse than being crucified. It's being crucified when your cross is not swell founded, grounded in the earth, and you fall over. That's much worse than just dying of a crucifixion. So the grounding would automatically solve the energy imbalance of an irregularly based or placed qi. And put that in your qigong and smoke it.
No, I'm finished. Thank you for that, Ian. Okay, next question related to that, because I have some notes, pending notes. But I'm only going to ask one. There's another one, but that's too complicated for me to try to pull out. But this one, on January 20th, 2022, you told Bob in his private session that the Vitruvian Man is fixing to land, and that the you told Bob that the Vitruvian Man was the aliens in you. So, was that a reference of heaven coming to earth?
Yes. And the binding is what you're going to have to really work with there. That's what Bob's got to do. He's got to do this, y'all. He's got to do this. But don't tell him. Just wait. He'll figure it out or not. But if we tell him, he'll make it a thing. And I can't do all that. Just go slow with it.
Okay.
God, look what we had to go through with the Bose headset already. So imagine if we actually had a complicated thing you had to embrace. That'd be too much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next TikTok, Ion. It was a TikTok label. You have something watching over you, and it went over. This guy was outlining the Shemham Farash angels. Is there any fact to that presentation?
There is. The name's wrong. They have the names wrong. Because see, they don't have the keys. So they've got it all named wrong. But the condition is absolutely 100% on point. But they're not saying it correctly. The word, they're sloppy. It's a Nazi grammarian would slay it because it's kind of, well, if that's wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong, the whole damn thing is wrong. See, so if you go it like that, then we agree. But if you parse through that sloppiness, look how they're presenting it, like they've got this blow-by-blow, the diary of Anne Frank of what happened and what's going on. They don't have that. Too much piece together. Right?
So
you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Just one little question to parse it out, because they claim that there are 142 names of God, and 72 are angels and 72 are demons. Is that a fact, or is that part of the mishmash?
Demons are angels. See, that's the problem. They're using all the wrong words. They're all fucking angels. Good angels, bad angels. How does the angels can't tell? Every nasty thing that's done came from the good side. People that got saved and had somebody that invented good sex was the devil, was Lucifer. Shit. So, no.
Yeah, that clears it up. Yeah, I see. Thank you for that. Okay.
Hey, Bert, let's go back.
So
hey,
what?
Bert.
They're trying to make a religion out of it.
Right.
Yeah, they're all idiots. These are interesting concepts of fringe concepts, and the world's upside down, so everybody's focusing on the fringe concepts, but they're still stupid concepts. So in Vitruvian Man and the six, Alan Green's six pyramids or something, what did you say Roxy said on some session?
Roxy was asking about the Star of David, and Ion told her that the Star of David is an alignment of six pyramids.
Wow. Okay, and then you relate that to the Vitruvian Man, because the other guy says the Vitruvian Man is six pyramids.
Correct.
Well, that's very good that you find this stupid stuff. I mean, you're hearing these TikToks; they're triggering off topics. You go back in the archives and you find Ion talked about it. That's what's very useful. What you're doing, nobody else is doing.
Congratulations on your marvelous
waste of
time.
Well, you stay out of this. You go over there with the toxic femininity over there. You hang out with the toxic femininity, and me and Bert will do the toxic masculinity. Now, what is the topic you just did, Bert? What the hell is it you just did?
Was a TikTok, Bob, that says that was the title, You Have Something Watching Over You, and it was a guy outlining the some angels, Shemham Farash, what Ian said is pronounced, and it was a mishmash. It's all wrong, and I just asked
the same fact. Yeah, so what was right about it? What was right, that there are angels looking over us? That's the only simple fact.
Well, Ian said that there was nothing right about it, because they don't have the keys.
Right. But what did they say that?
Nothing.
Okay, so not, they don't even have any, not one statement in there is worth it.
Correct.
Okay. But what were they saying then? Let's find out what they were wrong about.
Okay, they were stating that the, depending on your birthday, that it could be, that this something watching you could be considered your guardian angel. And then they name it, it could, called the Shamha Shirach Angels, and that there are 42 names of God with 72 angels, and the other are 72 demons.
Right. And they claim that. Okay, so where did that come from, Ion? What is that a confusion of?
Oh, from Fit Wilson saying the devil made me do it.
Right, yeah, that's right. They're making the angels, good and bad angels, do different things to people. So they're making something else be responsible for your screw up.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bert, I cleaned that up for you.
Wow, and it was good. Congratulations, huh? He's doing better.
Yeah. Okay, Ion, the Fibonacci sequence. It's a pretty interesting presentation about the begins with numbers 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. 8, 13, 21, 35, and goes to 144 and says continues indefinitely. My question is the Fibonacci sequence non-physical mathematics geometry?
Hey, yeah, but it's not sacred. It is, but it's not sacred. We're sick of that.
Did you Gavin say it's non-physical, Bert?
Voodoo increment.
Non-physical?
Non-physical mathematics / geometry. And I said, yeah, but it's not sacred geometry.
Right. So what is non-physical? What would that be?
Explain the numbers, Bert. Explain the numbers or he'll never get it. You got to just
No, I know the numbers.
About.
I know the numbers. So it's what is non-physical? Would it be discontinuous? Irrational? What is non-physical as a sequence?
It's a concise sequence that you don't care about, Bob.
Right. Yeah. And what is the order it's implying?
Well,
that's
it
the point.
Seems like
you said you knew the numbers.
It builds on each other, Bob. It starts off with 1, 1, and then 2 is developed because 1 + 1 is 2, and then 1 and 2 is 3,
right.
And yeah.
So what do we, so you get a nice shell-like image, okay?
Yes, a spiral.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing spiritual about that, unless it is spiritual or non-physical. What's non-physical about that image, Ion? Is that the Revelation 1:1, when you get on the throne?
How those angles, okay, we're going to answer you. How the angles add up doesn't work. It doesn't, it's not gradable. So it becomes the tenet of not the numbers, which you are so proud that you think you control. It's the angles that those numbers contain. So you're going to get about a good double decahedron here in about a second that can apply to the full capacity of what you call cellular strata. That's why the goddamn numbers mean something, not what you
But see, Ion, it shows an orderliness to something. And little man thinks this order means big God. And that's an imposed visual space order they interpret it as. It ain't that. And actually the order that you're pointing out, the more actual order, has nothing to do with your own ascension anyways.
Correct. That's exactly right. It's like you're saying this is how you lay out all the details. And we're saying, no. You're making a lasagna. Just do the layers. Don't worry about the end project. Just do the layers. And if you do, every single time you'll have a perfect lasagna.
Okay. You see, Bert, it's very practical and it's night and mind titillation, which you must avoid as much as possible. Unless you're with a bunch of little men in a tavern, and if they find out who you are, they kill you. So you have to make up the stupid diagram and distract them.
Right. Especially if you're a power bottom. Especially if you're a power bottom.
Especially if you're me.
For sure.
Why do you think I invented Ion? to wait it out. I had to wait it out till we got July 5th, 2022.
For cover. For cover. Yeah. That's what we are. We're cover. We're shade. Hey, Bert.
A big distraction,
Bert. We were shade.
Yeah, big distraction. You know, and you got the July 5th Church of Subgenius Day, and you got the year 2022. You couldn't get anything more perfect reflecting what I said 35 years ago on the radio.
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't on Bob Marshall's teleprompter, Bob? Are you sure? Be careful.
Bob Marshall was an understudy, okay? It's just something that he came up with. It. Yeah, every understudy comes up with some aberration.
Okay. Even a stop clock is right twice a day, right?
Yeah. Okay, Bert, what's next?
Okay, Naya, next TikTok, Cambridge Analytica playlist. And this guy is talking about he called the CIA to present his case regarding Cambridge Analytica. So,
You can't talk about that. What are you saying? Don't talk about that. Just ask your questions on the big picture. Are you going to ask if it is?
No. No, I just want to know if Cambridge Analytica is a arm of the cabal.
Okay, we'll answer the question, but Bob's going to stop you immediately. He's going to say, "What the fuck is the cabal?" Okay. And then what are you going to say?
That's connected to all what that, the deep state. This came to the arm of the
Bob
deep
says,
state.
Oh, you mean, what is it you mean when you say deep state? He's going to pin you, and then it's going to go south. That's the reason we say, wait a minute, because you can't go as far as that needs to go. Now, why can't you just say, is that connected to the George Soros crowd? Soros crowd. Maybe.
Is that connected to the George Soros crowd?
You might have a better shot at it because Bob's going to nail it. If we say Soros, he'll put it in a box and he'll leave it there. Maybe. But it's not, there's no promises here. This is end game.
Okay.
This is end game. Ain't no take back. Ain't no take backs now.
I have another question then. I have a better question for this. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why you sent me the Cambridge Analytica video, Ion, TikTok?
Absolutely. To show you that everybody, the facade that supposedly buried all these landmines so deep that you wouldn't notice you're walking in a minefield, are being unearthed at every level. You see, the thing that you were given a right to know that you have to have confidence in, you have to have confidence in God. You have to believe God. You have to have confidence in your policeman. You got to respect the policeman. If they do something, you do what they say because their job is to protect and serve. You have to believe your executive branch or your branches of government. If they pass a ruling on you, then you have to respond and say, okay, all that's up in the air now. And that all that's it's a joke. It's a joke. And these analytics that drives things are pertinent.
Let me say, explain it.
Pertinent.
I'll explain it better. So, you know, movies caused a great paranoia in people when they came in. Radio caused paranoia. Every medium causes massive paranoia. So TikTok created so much paranoia, it frightened the cabal because so many people were sort of tapping in and coming up with patterns that were close enough to frighten the cabal. And so the cabal is saying, uh-oh, these people are rising up. They're going to use this TikTok and social media to kill us all. And that's why they're dropping off. Correct, Ian?
Yes, and they're also turning up the juice on CERN to change it to make sure everybody is some pistol-packing, hillbilly, inbred, gun-toting murderer that's sitting on the porch to kill everybody so that sane people can get ahead of this and take away your AR-15. And
yeah,
you're right.
I see that. So... the fear of the cabal.
Who would you call the cabal? If we said, Mom, tell me, you've been talking about the cabal. What is the cabal? What would you say the answer is?
Well, we're the real effective cabal, but there is
See, here you go. He admits to every... You'll never get Bob to plead not guilty to murder. Never. He will never plead not guilty. Fuck that. No. Hell yes, I done it. I did it. That's me. Hey, look, Karen, that's me. I'm the cabal. I've got all this stuff. I've worked it all out. I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to do everything.
Who's the one who pointed this out about me the last 2 or 3 years? Is me. It's you. You keep saying to everybody,
you
know, I am in charge.
It is not. It is not. It was Yul Brynner. It was Yul Brynner. It was not us. It was Yul Brynner.
No, it was you. And you said, Carolyn caused this and Carolyn caused that. You know, you're the one doing it, not me. I just relax and allow and go along with it.
Oh, okay. Well, how's it working for you, Bob? Is it working? Is it working all right for you so far today? Yeah. Now, tomorrow's another day, but today is all right today so far.
Yeah, I'm showing people how to get along with the tech body.
Oh, how benevolent. How benevolent of you, Bob. That's so benevolent.
He doesn't emphasize very much, Bert. He says, yeah, we won't be able to tell the difference between the aliens and the angels. But he never says... More and more, you won't be able to tell the difference between ion and tech body. He doesn't go to that one.
It's a race. It's a race to the bottom, Bob. Yes. We don't see how it's going to turn out. It's a race. We want everybody
more,
to ascend. But if you don't ascend, don't think the tech body won't take advantage of it. Don't think that. Right. We told you. We explained as we can be.
More and more, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between Bob and Carolyn. More and more.
Hmm. Oh, God, you mean Carolyn's going to turn mean like you, Bob? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, I'll pick up the compassionate slack.
Oh. Well, that might be refreshing. It might balance it out then. That's okay. So you're going to start toting matches and a knife when you go outside in the daytime?
Yep.
Wow.
No good. Problem.
See, Carolyn goes out in the day. Bob goes out in the night. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I had another TikTok where this lady.
Hey, Bert, pick what you want to do. We got to end in a minute or so. So pick how
okay,
you want to.
Okay, two more, Bob.
It's
two more.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll go to the next one. Then okay, Ian. This is a recent one about the FAA cameras facing east are not turned on. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Were they intentionally turned off?
Bert, what are those cameras? Is that Federal Aviation? What is that?
Yeah,
Federal Aviation.
It runs everything. That's the cameras that show you what everything's going on. What's up? So if something's going down, if there is an explosion or a bomb or this, they can catch the footage. Always.
So
they
that
turned
was
the
employee,
all the eastern ones off.
Right. The employee who worked there was complaining that she couldn't see the whole East Coast.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Is that
what
anything
was the
reason they're scary?
Just ask what was the reason.
Yeah, do that. Do it that way. Don't do La Palma, because we can't be too right. Because if we're
just
too
say,
right,
what
it's
was the
be
reason?
Too bad. Just say what was the reason.
There was no reason given.
No!
We're
going to
tell you the reason if you'll ask. We're going to tell you the reason if you'll ask.
Okay, what was the reason for all the cameras in the east facing the east?
Obscuring the view. It's obscuring the view of the eastern sky. That's what everybody should be glimmering over. That's what everybody should be glamoring over. Everybody's talking about now since CERN. The stars are sparkly. The clouds are prettier. The world is nicer and people are good to me and kumbaya because I have this false sense of comfort and joy beaming from my inner soulness. And my tarot cards have all turned over. All my tarot cards have turned over. It's a miracle. So they were obscuring what they knew was coming into the eastern sky. And it didn't come. Thank you, Bob.
You mean they were supposed to come? What day was this, Bert? July 5th?
This came in. Hold on, Bob, one moment. This came in on Thursday.
During the private session. So that's the 14th. So that's a week after the four-hour meeting and after the July 5th. So it came in, and so there was I was saying, get ready, Bob. So those guys are listening. So when I get taken away, and I'll say, well, did you fucking guys see these come in from the East Coast or at some point when they come in? They may not come in when I'm going to New Zealand, but they're supposed to be seen in the Eastern Gate. They're not going to let anybody see it. That's how they're going to try to fuck up my press conference.
Yeah, but you'll have your own. You'll have your own Bose cam, Bob. You'll have your Bose speakers on, so you'll be able to give them a blow by blow. We'll get, and then we do the dash cam. And don't you still got the nanny cam that you use for your many foreign sites? You could use that too. He's a very, very unethical Luddite.
So Bert, what was so disgusting? Every one of those TikTokers, they see a little piece of the elephant. And they know nothing about us unless they do know us and they're ripping us off. But generally they don't know about us. But they would be surprised at us just going through all their diverse TikToks and saying more than they know. That's what they should be shocked at.
Didn't wake up, Bob. These people didn't wake up with this dot of lucidity that now all of a sudden they can talk about Illuminati and how the crown functions of the earth are moving and how the poles are flipping and how the sides of the whole base are flipping on its side and how the angels are coming to take over and something called the Church of the Subgenius is the sponsor for the program that's allowing the aliens to take over the earth and that the cabal has come and all that the world systems are going to fall down and everybody's going to resign these jobs that they spent billions of dollars to get elected to and say, oh no, thanks, I'm through, I quit, goodbye. I don't have any power.
Hey, Nick, you'll hear in the private session, Carol does the vile judgment. And it goes into detail about how everything collapses. And it's exactly what we learned in the fall of 69 doing the development classes with cosmic awareness. Same shit. We heard all this 50 fucking years ago. Same shit. Didn't know it was in the Bible.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So, you know, nobody was doing anything by the 80s, so I said, well, I'll fucking go on there and remind them of what you could know. So I did that, and then I watched the internet for 30 years repeat this shit all backwards and fucked up. And so I had great patience, Bert, through all these decades for my time.
Bless his
heart. It's so appropriate that I've been chosen, Bert.
Chosen? Hell, you started it. You're not... You start a fire, that's not, you're not, Bob, if you go set a forest fire and burn up the whole wide world and you set the fire, you weren't chosen to start the fire, Bob. You weren't chosen to start the fire.
Oh, yes, I was. Oh,
one more question.
I hide that stuff from you. I keep that stuff from you. Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald.
I knew the question I was going to ask. Okay, on Wednesday, the 13th. There was a lady talking about we're expecting another interesting week this week. And she said something that jumped out that was strange about the fires in Yosemite Park that pilots were reporting that branches were being sucked up into the air. Is there a special kind of fire that caused that? For the branches to be sucked up into the sky?
The fire, they had to have a good reason and to stop. But there's too much going on. They closed the park because they flooded. It washed out the roads. It washed out who the hell are the roads in Yosemite anyway? They closed the whole goddamn thing, and now all of a sudden things are being plucked up out of it. It's almost like they're opening up the space for the caldera to say, pop goes the weasel.
Oh. Okay.
But see, we can talk about that. We can talk about that because it's okay, because nobody would believe that. But there's been too much said about La Palma now. It's way too much said about it.
Okay, yeah.
Your inbox will be full. Well, I went to bed and I had a dream, and this crazy non-physical thing, I don't know what it was, but it was so beautiful, and I drew it to me, and it told me that La Palma was going to blow, and that they were going to turn off the cameras, and look, there's the cameras off, there's proof, George Soros had flatulence, and people die when that man has flatulence. We know this.
Okay, so what is this about La Palma? Why hasn't that happened yet?
Oh, my God. Bob, did you not just finish hearing what we said? Fuck.
No, it didn't make any sense. What were you saying?
Good. We didn't make any sense. We don't care. You told us,
Bert,
not to
what,
care, so we're not going to care.
Made, Bert? Tell me the
Bob,
sense
Bob.
You made.
Okay. I initially brought it up. I said leave it alone because they don't want to be too right, so not touch it. But then they just gave a little explanation about La Palma, but we really don't want to talk about it, Bob, was Ian said.
Oh, in the Yosemite video? We don't need your
Yosemite.
Laughter. You enjoy
Yosemite.
Yourself enough as
Yosemite.
It is. You don't need to.
Yosemite.
Using up my laughter. You're fucking taxing.
Lara Ingraham. Yosemite.
Yeah, Yosemite, Bert. I saw some Yosemite thing. They brought it. They linked it to La Palma.
Yep. Somehow, some way. Yeah.
All right. And Ian says that's true, but we can't add any more to it.
Yeah, because there's enough has been said about La Palma.
Well, no, Bert. What's really the truth is we'll have to edit it before Bob can put it on his fucking Facebook page.
Yeah. Notice the ones I post, Bert. You have probably seen. Occasionally I grab them and put something up there. But what was the previous topic? What was the previous topic, Bert? You got it in your notes? The one we just did.
Yeah, covering my about the FAA cameras.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In the east. I got to write that in.
Yes.
So
yep.
The punchline, fire on Yosemite. So then... cameras on the east.
The question is, wait. The question is, what's sucking up the stuff into the sky in Yosemite that they would have to cause a flood to destroy it so humans can't be there legally, and to cause a fire on top of the flood, apparently, that washed it all away, pulling things up into the sky, into this, quote, clouds, making things just disappear. That's the question du jour.